Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. We know that Zrizis is an extremely important midah, especially when it comes to mitzvahs. So if you have a father that wants to be mechanech his children, Vadei wants to be mechanech his children to move quickly when it comes to a mitzvah. So this father, he has a very novel idea. This father is leaving for Yerushalayim to be makriv the Karban Pesach in the afternoon. Although he is allowing his children to arrive after the Karban Pesach is processed, only in time to eat it, he says as follows. The first one who gets here, he's the one who gets the Karban. The first one who gets here, he gets a large portion of the Karban Pesach. And the other brothers, they'll be given portions by him from his portion, because he wants to be mezaris them to move quickly. Now try to picture this. You're coming to the Karban Pesach. Do you want your brother to say, okay, I'm giving out the chalakim and you get it from your brother, or would you like to be the one that gives it to the other brothers? Isn't this a good idea? To get his children to try to outrun each other, to get to Yerushalayim quickly? Now, I want to make something perfectly clear. This father, lechatchila, has in mind to count all of the sons into the chabur. If not, we run into problems of breira, like we discussed earlier. You can't decide retroactively who was part of the Karban and who wasn't. And you can't count people into a chabura after the Shechita. So Vadei the father had in mind to count all of his sons into the Karban, just in order to give his children as a shtip, an incentive, not to tarry, not to procrastinate, not to delay. So he's telling it to them this way. Okay, the first one here gets it, he gives it to the other brothers. Let's see the Mishnah inside. If someone says to his sons, Kindilach, Hareni Shaycher is a Pesach, I'm going to Shecht the Karban Pesach, Al Mishayala Mikem Rishel Yerushalayim, for the first amongst you to reach Yerushalayim. What's called the first amongst them to reach Yerushalayim? Zak the Mishnah. Kiva Shehichnes HaRishay, when the first one comes in, Roishay with his head, Verubay, and most of his body, Zacha Bechelka, he acquires his portion, Umezakas Echav Imai, and his Mezaka, his brothers with him. The word Mezaka means like to give. Schus is like to get. Zach is to Zaycha. Mezaka is, okay, now I'm giving to you. You're joining me. Generally speaking, this is a good klal to know. When you have a mem at the beginning of a word and it's not part of the Shirish, like the word Mayim, here the mem is part of the Shirish, that doesn't count. But if you have a mem and it's not part of the shayrish, it usually means giving to someone else. Kaina means to buy. Makna means to sell. Loiva means to borrow. Malva means to lend. A shliach is a messenger. A mishaleach is someone who sends the messenger. Zacha means to receive. Mizaka means he's giving to others. So officially, at least, it looks this way, like the brothers have to come on to the first one to get their chelik from him. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, we have mentioned many times, you have to be counted in, you have to be registered, so to speak, for the Karban Pesach. How many people could you count in? How many people could you keep adding on to the Karban? Zakta Mishnah, li'olam nimnin olav, you can always keep adding more people, as long as achi hei by kezayis l'chalecha ve'echa, as long as each one has a kezayis. If there are so many people that don't have a kezayis for everyone, it's not going to work. Now what if I'm part of a chabura for a Karban Pesach and I change my mind? Well, I found out my other friends are coming, my cousins are coming. I want to unregister myself from this chabura and join a different chabura. So what is the deadline to become part of a chabura, to pull out of a chabura? Zak de Mishnah. Nimnin, they can count themselves in, u'moishchin es yideyem, and they can pull themselves out, mimenu, from the Karban Pesach, ad sheyishchet, until the time of the Shechita. Once the Shechita comes, it's too late. Too late to join, and too late to change your mind. If you were part of the Chabura from beforehand, Reb Shimon says, ad sheyizrik olav esedah, until they spray the blood. Until then, you can pull out, even after the Shechita, as long as it's before the Zrikas Adah. However, Reb Shimon is moida that you can't count yourself in only until the Shechita. But the halach is not like Reb Shimon, says the Batanur. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned about a father that wants to be Mezaris' children. So even though the father Lemaisa counts in all of his sons into the Karden, but in order to give his children an incentive, so he talks to them in this way. He says, okay, the first one that comes, it's his. He's going to have to give it to everyone else. So the din is, whoever's head and most of his body gets into Yerushalayim first, he is Zacha Bechelkai, he acquires his portion, Umezakes Echav Imai, and the other brothers kind of unofficially take it from him. Even though, as explained, really everybody was counted in to start with. But if you don't want to feel like you're getting it from your brother, and try to be the first one. That was the message over here. Then the Mishnah said, how many people could I keep counting in as long as there's a Kazayas for every person? And what's the deadline? Well, you can count yourself in, or for that matter, count yourself out and change your mind until the time of Shechita. Reb Shimon says, to pull out, you have until the Zrikas Hadam. But to count yourself in, that has to be before the Shechita.